Siakam performed all the time and one thing and another, and he knew how I looked ready to go. And I'd raise my garden and wait on these children and things too. Mm-hmm. Couldn't keep me out of my garden. And always he would, if it's something or other he knew I liked to work with or like to cook, he planted it.
The stuff that would be on the end of the cob that you'd have to pull off.
That's still.
And at the top of the stalk.
Tossle.
Tossles.
Yes.
And did you ever go to the woods and find those little things that grow under trees? Some people eat them. They've got a cap on them.
Little knotty things.
And they grow on the ground under a tree. And it's,
oh.
Some people think they're poisonous and some people eat them.
Mushrooms, they call them. Oh, yes, sir.
Do you like them?
Lord, do I like them.
Do you?
We had pork roast and mushrooms gravy Sunday for dinner.
Did you?
Oh, no. You better call it. Now, they used to, this man I'll tell you about this, he was going out in this, in that flat, I think, pick mushrooms. And we've got, they used to be a lot of them in this yard, and then I had a garden under the hill, and I had a path coming up the hill, and I used to pick mushrooms coming up that path. Mm-hmm. It was plentiful here, but they've been so plentiful this year.
How do you know they're not poisonous?
I don't know. Always when I pick one, I bring it and show it to somebody that do know.
Oh, I see. what do you call them if they're poisonous?
I call them frog stool.
Frog stool? Uh-huh. make you pretty sick, huh?
Yes.
Did you ever grow these big orange things that sometimes the kids might use them for Halloween?
Pumpkin?
Did you ever grow those or not?
Yes, sir.
Different kinds of melons.
They're called car pumpkin. Used to sell them. The trucks used to come from Texas here and buy them by the load.
And different kinds of melons?
Watermelons, mushmelons, cantaloupes. They're things. They don't grow so much, many of them here like they do in Texas. But they grow.
How do you drink coffee? Do you put something in it, or do you drink it?
There's some people like it with cream, but I don't. I just drink my coffee with nothing but sugar.
I see. Go ahead.
All I want to do is fix it in the percolator and give me some Maxwell House or some Folgers. Want some good coffee. Mm-hmm. And I don't want no cream in it. I don't want nothing else but sugar.
I see. What do people say when they drink it without any cream or sugar either one?
So, yeah.
I'll take my coffee. How do people say that?
I don't know what to do. I don't want none like that.
I see. the reason I asked the question is somebody told me that he drank his coffee barefoot. You ever hear that?
Drank his what?
Drank his coffee barefoot.
I just don't know.
Never heard that.
Mm-hmm. Don't think I have.
I got the idea that what he meant was that he didn't put anything in it.
Yes, yeah, sir.
No, just no cream, no sugar.
Yes.
Barefoot.
Well, I'll tell you right now, I don't want nobody coughing this name.
And you mentioned dewberries. Did you have any other berries?
Dewberries?
You mentioned dewberries.
Oh, yes, there's dewberries all over this place. Mm-hmm. Yeah, dewberries there now.
Did you have any other kind of berries?
Blackberry.
Yeah.
Plenty of them here.
Uh-huh. And how about straw?